that coffee?
This is coffee.
An extra reason for coffee lovers to perk up today.
This is a jumbo coffee morning. I need coffee and an IV.
Is this coffee fresh?
It is National Coffee Day.
I need some coffee.
Can't start the day without that fresh
cup of coffee.
Happy National Coffee Day.
Now take your position. It's showtime.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to National Coffee Day on Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Live on MyTalk1071 and live streaming all over the earth at MyTalk1071.com. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me to become Sanka's official brewmaster, Queen of the Cup, Alexis Thompson.
Bye. See ya. Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Don McLean.
Good morning. And Kenny's off today, by the way.
Kenny's off today. On this Tuesday, September 29th, 2020, 6:03 is the time. Welcome to the show. Welcome to your day. Welcome, as you just heard, to the best day of the year. It is National Coffee Day. So please join us and take a sip of your refreshing morning beverage.
This is, a damn fine cup of coffee.
How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee. How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee.
Alexis, on this National Coffee Day, I ask you, how the hell is your coffee?
Wow, we are celebrating. It is fresh. It's precious and fresh.
Fantastic.
Fresh.
Fresh. She can't even finish. Good. It's so good she can't finish words, Dawn. She can't finish words.
She's combining them, precious and fresh. It's really good.
One word, fresh.
Dawn McClain.
How about you?
Oh, mine is courageous, it is diplomatic, gregarious, and inventive.
Oh!
Except mine is tea, but that's okay. Same
thing.
That's
fine. That's right. Same thing. We'll just act like it for the sake of the show.
Right.
Mine has two new tires. Mine is expensive. Mine comes with a warranty. Cheers, everybody. Cheers.
Nice. Cheers. Oh, glad that nightmare's over.
Yeah, Alex. Yeah. So, I had a two tire injury on Sunday. I told you guys about 24 hours ago. We ran over something, to which my father-in-law said, how could you guys not know what you ran over? That gas is pretty big. And I'm like, well, I don't know. You know, there are bumps in the road. I wasn't really paying attention, but
jamming out to Whitney.
I think we actually were. And I don't know. So during the talk show yesterday, I get a little video from my dealership in Minnetonka. And it's the technician, and he kind of goes over, which I thought was really nice. He kind of goes over the situation. So he's under my car, and he's showing the video. He's like, and then here's the gash. And I am not being Jason. I am not being me. But it looked like Jaws got a hold of it. It looked like a shark tooth. That gash was real big, Lex. Like, real big.
What did you run over?
I don't know. And then the front tire had a screw in it, and that was replaceable. That one was replaceable. So they said, look, I think you know what we're going to say. You can't just because I haven't, these tires are pretty old. I mean, they've came with the car, so 2-3 years. He goes, you know what we're going to say, right? And I go, yeah, you need to replace two. He goes, yep. And I said, okay, that's fine. Go ahead. So he replaced, and he was able to fix the one with the screw in it. So, it still hurt because I didn't say this to him, but I'm like, ugh, I'm trading this in like a month and a half or 2 months. But you know what? I'll keep the receipt. Maybe I'll get, it'll help me with the trade-in and all that stuff. But since the tires are newer tires. But yeah, it hurt. Oh, it hurt. The only thing that made it better was, and we're going to talk about this a little later, was listening to Chris Rock on Howard Stern. Because I was in the car a lot yesterday.
Because
I had to go there. And then I had to go get Colin because I had his car and blah, 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 blah. But
they talked for like 2 hours.
Oh, my goodness, Lex. Marianne from Brooklyn, I guess. Jeff over here at the talk show told me Marianne from Brooklyn is calling it her favorite Stern interview of all time.
Yeah, I heard her call in, too.
Oh, really?
She did say that, yeah.
Oh, I see. I missed that part. Oh, yeah. Well,
I don't know if I agree with that, but there were a lot of things that he talked about that surprised me.
I'm with you. I will tell you, it's probably one of the most interesting in the last 6-7 months. I don't know if all time. That's a big proclamation.
All I need is Jason. Love you.
Love you. I will. I'm with you, Lex. We learned stuff about Chris Rock that I never thought he would talk about or reveal.
He was Bruno vulnerable.
Very vulnerable. Very, very vulnerable. Very vulnerable. But anyway, so there's that. How was your night there, Lex? How's your sleeping going?
Okay, remember yesterday we were talking, sleep is fine, you know, it's kind of the same, not a lot of it, but that's okay, you know, baby's still working it out. Mm-hmm. Remember we were talking yesterday about the neighbors and the emails and the neighbor app and everything?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we got an email yesterday, and there's coyotes in our neighborhood. And there's one that was maimed and mangy.
Oh.
And it was in our neighbor's backyard, like basically dying back there.
No.
They had to call. Oh. Yeah, and someone came and picked it up. But, be careful. Coyotes are out right now. And I think that one got beat up by the other ones because, you know, they're pack mentality. Or they usually travel in packs. And so this one's looking rough.
Oh.
Yeah, so, you know, I always worry because, you know, we have a fenced-in area for our yard, and Ricky, he's wild. You know, they found him in the hills of Tennessee, and when he came here, there were some weird things that happened. Thank goodness Packy taught him kind of how to be a dog, you know, or at least, you know, the way that, you know, we expect him, I guess.
A Minnesota dog? Or just like a dog owned by people?
Yeah, a dog owned by people, not just like wild and free, you know?
Yeah.
Because he did some wild things, but that wild is still in him. And I swear he's having conversations with them between the fence. You know, like, one day I'm going to get out of here. We're going to jump the fence. We're going to go on an adventure. God. You're going to take me around. You know, they're planning stuff.
With the coyotes?
With the coyotes, yeah.
Oh, no.
Now, Packy, I don't think would make it, but Ricky, I think he could roll with those guys.
Come on, Ricky.
Yeah. Woo! But thank goodness he's not as motivated by food as the black lab, but he still, I think he likes the cuddles, and so he comes home. So that's good.
I love that you think your dog is negotiating with the coyotes for an escape.
Oh, absolutely. And all the other animals, too, around here. Raccoons and beavers, I'm sure.
Beavers. Oh, it's a beaver escape.
What? Yeah.
What is it? Is it a Disney movie in your yard? Is it Bambi? Do you have a little skunk and thumpers out there? And they're all plotting against you and Angel? Let's just wait till they're gone and go in the house. That woman has some creepy-ass dolls in that one room. Let's just go get them. I love that you think the animals are plotting against you. Yes,
and
I'm sorry.
Also, that museum down, where is that? It's in Rochester, I believe. They're doing that creepy doll contest again. Someone tweeted us about that. Thank you so much. If you have a creepy doll, you can submit your doll.
Oh, and, well, are you going to submit Trudy?
No, Trudy's not creepy. She's cute.
No.
I have another doll.
Is she still around?
Right. I don't.
Is she still around?
She's still around? Oh, yeah. She's still having her own adventures.
Well, understandably, since Zen is coming to the picture, we haven't, right, Dawn? We haven't really heard a lot from Trudy.
Maybe she feels ignored.
Maybe.
Don't make her angry.
Yeah, you're right. I don't spend as much time with her, which wasn't a lot in the beginning anyway. No, not Trudy. I have another doll that I think would be perfect for this.
Oh.
So, and someone gifted me that, and I'm even afraid to take it out of the box sometimes.
Are you serious?
Why?
Yeah, I need to send you a picture of her.
Yeah, you need to.
Because her eyes are a little weird, and. Mm-hmm.
What do you mean weird?
She's like.
Hinky.
Yeah, you know, she has oscillating eyes that, you know, when she goes to bed, they close, and then when she's sitting up, they open. But they're kind of cracked and discolored, I guess is maybe the way to say that. Yeah. But she might be a good candidate for that. And they could be in the museum, especially right in time for Halloween.
Send us a picture of cracked
in
eyes.
In one of the breaks when I can, I will take a picture of her. Yeah.
Yeah. Because that does sound a little frightening, actually. I will say that. But kind of goes with the territory. Or is anybody surprised Alexis has creepy dolls?
Well, she's the creepiest, and
If you're grading on a scale, she's the creepiest.
Yeah, the other ones are cute, guys. They're all cute.
Sure.
How are you guys doing?
Well, we're going to find out.
Yes.
6:12 is the time. Stay right there. Oh, now I really want to see this doll. We'll be back right after these words. Good morning. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything. Kathy Bates can be very scary.
I know that, Mr. Man. I'm not stupid, you know.
I know, Kathy. Ooh. Please don't hobble me. I'm Jason, Lex, and Dawn, and Kenny's off today. He'll be back tomorrow. So we have Project Down and Dirty coming up. Project Down and Dirty 10, classic radio drama. We're going to be taking it. You just heard Bea Arthur's 45-minute promo for it. We're going to be doing a comedic version of Orson Welles' War of the Worlds. And we have such a great team behind us on the project. Now, we have homework to do, and that's actually listening. Dawn's an expert on it, but I haven't listened to it, I think, probably since school. Mm-hmm. But, Lex, did you listen to it yesterday?
I listened to it over the weekend.
Oh, okay.
Yes, so I did. It's fresh on my mind.
Yeah.
And as I'm listening to this, I really wonder how we're going to do this. It's exciting, but it's mostly Orson Welles. So
well, they're
how
rewriting
are they...
it.
Oh, no, I know. I'm just curious. I'm excited by the process of it and like how they're going to do it, because when they did the announcement, you know, they're going to do it someplace in Minnesota. So what location are they going to pick?
Yeah.
And then how are they going to divvy it up? Because there'll be like little instrumental breaks. So what are we going to put there? Is there going to be something there? Or are we going to totally reimagine what that is? And then maybe have more reporters out on the field, because they toss it to one guy and then there's some silence, and you know, just visualizing what we're gonna do. As you're listening, it just is
you're trying to wonder how they're gonna put the puzzle together,
and make it a comedy, which I can see a lot of comedy moments, comedic moments in there, you know, describing what the aliens look like and just the hysteria of the moment, you know? I'm a little baffled by how they're going to do it, but I think it's going to be great. And like you said, we're in good hands.
Oh, we are in great hands.
At first I thought if we had to write this, that might be terrifying, but...
But thank goodness
we have
professionals, because... Mm-hmm. Because, if B and Brooke were in a room, no offense, Brooke, I love you, but I think you'd be in a little trouble. But right. Dawn could do it. Dawn, you could do it. You're a screenwriter, but yeah.
Now, I would need more time.
Yeah.
Like, I hope they're working on it now.
Like, right now, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to whip up something like that, and I'd have to have, like, a couple of months.
Yeah. I'm excited. I'm excited to see what they're going to do. This is one of those years where you will hear no complaining from me, shockingly enough. I'm excited to see how the sausage is going to be made on this one. And it's fun. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be very different, which fits into the 2020 mold.
I think that there are going to be some nights where some of us don't have to be here. That's what's fun, is that they're going to be doing it in parts, I'm sure, first, third,
six pages or something.
Second, third, next third. And what if you're just at the beginning? Then you're like, hey, I got 2 days off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, that would be good. especially for us on mornings. You know what I mean? It's like, you know.
Right, because we're going to be recording at 6 p.m. each night. So.
Yep. So, but they usually, I have to give them credit. Yeah. I like to jokingly complain, but they always, they take good care of the morning shows,
and
Donna and Steve. And now, Dawn, because you're on both of those, I think they'll be kind and rewind.
Oh, for sure. And if anything, I'll just sleep here on the couch.
Yeah. Oh.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I could do that too.
Sleeping bag. Well, I don't want to sleep on this floor in this studio, though. It might be really disgusting. Creepy.
Yeah. I wouldn't trust that floor. That floor's been here
since Eisenhower. That would be nice.
Oh, the new lobby, but then people could see inside.
Oh, yeah. It's like, hey.
Oh, well, hey.
Look at that lady laid on that couch. Who is she? Who is that woman laying on that couch in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a little that would be a little creepy. But anyway, I'm looking forward to it.
I want to play as many parts as possible. Like small parts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, versus what?
So
yeah.
I can make 10 characters different.
Different voices.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I want to be active. I really hope. I don't want just one little nugget. You know, I actually want to participate. I know this is who am I and what have you done with Bitter Jason? But I want to have fun with this one.
This is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of material to, as I'm listening and Don, you remember, and Jace, when you go back and listen, your brain just jumps to all these wild places thinking, wow, we could do it this way, we could do it. I mean, of course I'll do whatever they say, but just the ideas and the direction that they go in, I'm just so curious the process. That should be the reality show right there.
Mm-hmm. So I wonder who in our group will not do what they say.
Oh yeah. Steve and Lori.
Wild guess.
Steve and Lori.
Yeah.
Steve will go rogue. And do a 14-minute monologue. what was it at Mystic? I think it was like 14 minutes.
Was it? I thought it was like 20.
Oh, maybe it was 20.
I was thinking more, too.
Yeah, Lori and Julia kept track of that. Oh, we have so rarely. That was, I got to tell you, that was one. And Lex, you had to follow him. I remember that. I think you had to follow him. But Lori and Julia backstage. While Steve was, Lex, you were right there with me. That was so funny. They were having litters of kittens. Because if you went to comedy, everybody, Steve went Sarah Palin. He went rogue. And we were only supposed to go 7 minutes, right, ladies? About 7 minutes.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't do that one. Was it? Seven's a long time.
Seven, yeah. And he went 20. He went over 20 minutes. And Lori and Julia, they were spitting tacks.
I just remember our stage manager was like, okay, we're going to have to cut that next game and then this game. So we're cutting these two games to accommodate
for this.
Donnie
was mad, too.
Because one of Donnie's bits got cut.
Yeah, completely cut. Yeah.
Oh, it was Lori and Jill. Oh, that was fun. Coming up on 6:26, everybody. A teacher is fired for an unusual reason. Alexis has that story. And guess who wants to be James Bond? Dawn has that next.
Now, it's time for one of the dumbest answers in game show history.
Besides a bird, something in a bird cage.
Hamster.
This has been the dumbest answers in game show history. Back to you, Jason.
I guess you could put a hamster in a birdcage.
You can put a lemon, whatever.
Whatever you want to put. It's decorative now. So you can get them in antique stores. Welcome back, Jason. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn. Kenny is off today, everyone. I was pulling into the garage yesterday from my tire expedition. And Colin was driving, so I'm going through the headlines. And I saw, I believe, a photograph to go with the story you're getting ready to tell about this teacher. Black eyes, right? Is this the same guy?
Yes, same guy. Okay, so this guy, he is a kindergarten teacher. And he was let go from his job because the principal said that he was scaring the children. Now, this guy is tattooed all over. Like you said, even the blacks of his eye or the whites of his eyes are now black. His tongue is tattooed, full body, everything. And they said, he was scaring the kids. The parents of a 3-year-old complained that the kid was having nightmares after seeing him. And I think I would too, to be honest. Now, should he lose his job over that? Maybe teaching older kids, even though that might be his passion. But you got to think about that when you're getting tattooed like that, don't you think?
Well, I was thinking...
But it's also art, so... what were you thinking, Jace? Yeah.
Well, I was thinking, like, look, the first thing I thought of was, like, legally, how do they do that, and what is that conversation like?
Right.
You know, I always say I want to be in that meeting. What is that conversation like, and are there rules? I don't know. I'm not a teacher. If anyone knows, I can only relate it back to us, and specifically myself. I have appearance standards at Fox that they basically have control over my appearance. They get a say in whether my glasses are, approved or not, my hair, everything. I'm wondering if the same is true for teachers. Is there an appearance standard? And for us, like, we have a morality clause.
Yeah.
You know, Dawn, though she sings about it, Dawn can't go out and be a saddle tramp, right, Dawn?
unless...
Well, at least, publicly,
publicly saddle tramping.
Something legal I was doing, but yeah.
So that's what I'm wondering. Teachers out there, tweet us.
Is it actually written down?
It isn't. Yes, it's in France. Yep.
Oh,
and
is it
written
is?
Down, or is it part of just a common, an unspoken thing? I'm not sure, because you do need to dress appropriately for work as a teacher.
Because I have to say, I love tattoos. I have come full circle. I have Oprah full circle moment. I now love tattoos. I will probably get one of the South Fork logo on my arm at some point.
Oh.
But
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I will. But I will tell you, I'm on the side of the school board. I mean, this guy's appearance, I think, goes overboard. And I think they can make the argument that it's distracting to the kids' education.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe am I being
and home life?
Am I being a little old fashioned, Dawn? What do you think?
Oh no, I completely agree with you. My daughter's a tattoo artist,
yeah.
And I think she would agree with us. You just have to realize that whenever you make yourself look that way, it's not going to be accepted. And I mean, your what is your mission? What is your point in doing that? Is it his mission to, he wants to scare people, he wants to alarm people, he wants to have them overcome what's on the outside and look at what's on the inside, which that's a grand idea. But when you're dealing with, preschoolers and, a kid was scared and having nightmares, I don't know. It's like, if parents want to teach their kids that lesson, let them do it. That's not really up to you, is it? I mean...
Yeah.
On that grand of a scale.
Yeah.
Like, is it that important to you to have that? I don't know. There are interviews with him. I'd be curious to see what he had to say about why he does this.
Well, he did say he started getting them at 27. He had an existential crisis. And then he decided that getting tattoos was his passion. So he has spent 460 hours under the needle there. And he says that maybe... It's more of a bigger issue, sentiment saying, he's hoping that people will be less racist, less homophobic, and more open-minded.
Okay.
That's what he says his mission is.
That's great.
People are terrified, and children.
Yeah, that's great. And I'm watching the visual. I obviously am not listening because I'm listening to you.
Yeah.
Look, the art is beautiful. He has some really pretty tattoos. I love the mission. I just don't know if this is the right vessel for the sentiment. I don't know.
Yeah.
And especially kindergarten. Oh, my goodness. I mean, if this was my kindergarten teacher, I
wouldn't want to go to school.
Especially
if your kid's coming home with or having nightmares at night.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother thing to deal
because
with.
Because Mr. Livingston has black eyes? Yeah.
Right.
There's a
problem. That's scary. I didn't know you can get your tongue tattooed.
I didn't either.
That was nice to me, too.
I thought maybe he was just licking some Kool-Aid or something.
It fades away, just like if you get your lip. If you pull your lip down, people tattoo things right there.
It kind of
fades away after a couple years or less. It doesn't stay... Because it's wet. A wet environment.
I did not want to say it. Thank you.
I didn't want to say the M word, but
it's a moist environment. Dawn.
Yeah, it's too. Uh-huh. That's where you heal the quickest is your mouth and your moist mouth.
I heal quickly.
You've got mail.
Leah writes to us, hey, you three, there's no physical body standards with teaching, usually a dress code of some sort, though. Lee is probably a teacher. Thanks for being a teacher, Lee. We love you.
Oh, good.
If you, kicked off an airplane for, not having on appropriate attire sometimes,
yeah,
are we not going to care about how teachers look and present themselves?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe there should be a standard. Not overboard. Absolutely. I'm just saying something that's distracting, like you said, Jason.
Yeah, yes. Boobs out, tube tops, whatever. Shoes, chest hair out. I mean, that's distracting for children.
Short shorts, anyone. You know, whatever.
Right.
Because again, I you guys know me, and I bust on my I won't say which boss, but I always give her a hard time that she's antiquated. Because I had to gator wrestle for my beard for a while. On TV, because they are very old school. But I get it. I mean, as much as I disagree, I and in some ways I'm old school. Having said that, I don't think anyone would accuse the three of us of being prudish on these measures. Mm-hmm. I still think I would have, if I had little Milo Matheson and Milo came home and was daddy, my teacher looks like Voldemort. I would.
Can you imagine walking your kid into school just knowing? Like, I'm sure that there are, this is France, but I'm sure there are parents that have been like, I'm not going to send my kid to that school.
Yes!
Because I don't want that to be their teacher.
No!
I just think it's so confusing for them. And like, I know that not everybody lives in a world that's just so precious and they can't have any type of, but it's just their growing minds. Like, I just don't know if that's the right way to teach them that message. I just think that there are a lot of more cuddly kind of not so scary looking ways.
Yeah, there are better ways, bottom line. 639. Okay, Dawn.
I just figured out the doll so you guys can see her.
Your doll?
Yep, okay. I just did. Speaking of scary things.
Okay, so Lex has...
Protect you guys on it.
Now, this is the doll, Lex. Reset the table for us. This is the doll you think is your creepiest of all?
This is the creepiest one for sure. It was a gift from a friend.
Oh, my.
She is a friend.
Oh,
I like kind of the vintage dolls, but she's the biggest doll that I have, and she's got some interesting eyes, and lips are cracked. Her feet and her hands are like that, too. But she has quite the outfit on. She has a collar and layers and velvet jacket. And the History Center in Rochester doing their scary doll contest again. Second year. So
why are the eyes like an amber color?
Well, Dawn, do we need... It's the devil. It's Satan.
Yeah. Her mouth is cracked, yeah. What can we...
Cracked.
Are people going to be really obvious about this, or are they going to... You know what I mean? Are they going to like dress up their dolls with blood coming out of their mouth and stuff like that?
Well, they didn't last year, but maybe, they'll amp it up.
Okay. No, I don't want them to. I want it to be just based on what the doll naturally looks like.
Natural.
Yep.
Natural wispy eyebrows.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, she
maybe you can close one eye.
Yeah, maybe. I'll just tape it down.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Lex, I love you, but this doll...
Yeah,
this doll's gonna try to kill you in your sleep. I love you, and I don't want that to happen. But I'm just
well, saying. She's been in the corner of the room there. I'm thinking, what do I do with her?
You burn her. You take her out in a fire
I can't
pit,
do that.
And you do a ritualistic burn.
You take
burn
her out of state and bury her in a hole.
Out of state. Huh?
Take her to Wisconsin in Hudson, just right over the border.
Just go to Hudson.
You bury her.
Great.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Get ready to get lit. Listener rewards are red hot this month. You can win a $1,500 Lighting RX gift card from Southern Lights. Gift cards to Staples, Dick's Sporting Goods, Chipotle, and Starbucks. Sign up for listener rewards on our website. Who wants to be 007? We'll tell you. Plus, NeNe strikes back. That and more when we come back. Oh, the song is still in rotation. Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning. I'm iTalk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything romper room. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn. Kenny's off. Okay, who wants to be 007? Dawn McClain.
The man of steel, Henry Cavill, has put his name into the hat. Yes, Henry Cavill, he was talking to GQ, and he seemed to suggest that he would love to have that job. He said, if Bond producer Barbara Broccoli and co-producer Michael G. Wilson were interested in that, I would absolutely jump at the opportunity. At this stage, it's all up in the air. We'll see what happens. But yes, I would love to play Bond. It would be very, very exciting. So people have thrown around Tom Hardy. That's a rumor. And then, which I think they will choose this person, Idris Elba. His name is in the hat, and I think that that would be the best choice. However, Henry Cavill, definitely, there's only a certain few, like Tom Cruise couldn't do it, even though he would love to. Only certain people can play that role, and I think that Henry, I think all three could. But
all three, yeah, they have that presence about them, that beefy, like, hot, sweaty kind of guy thing who drinks beer and stuff.
No.
Kind of slick, you know, at the same time.
Yeah.
Lex, Bond is not a beer drinker.
No, I know.
He's a martini drinker.
Well, the last one, right? Didn't he drink beer?
He did drink a beer,
That was a promotional, you know, money-making thing, you know. But
Heineken spent like $14 million, yeah.
Exactly.
But you're right, Lex. It does take a certain soi de vie, a certain presence. I like that word that you used. And there's a finite number of those guys in Hollywood or available to these producers that could pull this off. Idris is probably, I'm also in agreement with that list in that order. I would do Idris because Tom Hardy also has that dangerous quality. You know what I mean?
Mysterious.
You look at Tom and think, at any moment, he could just go full nutter butter. You know what I mean? He could just.
You're right.
There's something not perfect about him that makes him dangerous. And that's an exciting quality to have in a Bond.
Who's
playing him now?
Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig. Yep.
I think Daniel has a little bit of that. You know, because like Pierce Brosnan was a safe Bond, you know, a little buttery. Daniel Craig's a little dangerous. Like,
Hollywood has a little of that too from British Bake Off.
Oh, gosh, here we go.
Don't you think he's got a little Bond-esque presence?
Totally, totally.
Now, I don't know if you'd like him on that list, but. He's got that.
Sorry, we interrupt the radio show for Alexis to go a little herny
something about him this season. Letting loose. Yeah. I like it.
He really did melt your butter, didn't he? Because he just popped in your head. We weren't even talking about baking or British people. Well, I guess we were talking about British people, but we weren't talking about bundt cakes or sponges. Or soggy bottoms and Paul Hollywood. Dawn, did you notice that Paul Hollywood leapt into her mind
about him? Now, Alexis, have you ever watched his driving show?
Nope.
Oh, okay, that's on Netflix, I think.
He has a driving show.
He loves cars and he drives around and talks about the car and goes to. He's actually very charming on that show. Let's see. It's like you get to know him a little bit more. It's like, because I thought he was kind of a meanie in the past. And then I watched that show and I'm like, okay, he's a human being, you know?
So, right. Yeah. Maybe that's what's, this different this time around. I've never thought of him that way at all until this one episode of this new season. Mm-hmm. Now, does James Bond need to be British? Is that a requirement?
Yes. Yeah,
it is.
I think
okay,
so.
Then Idris is the answer.
I mean, Bridget Jones was an American, but an actor freak out. Yes.
We don't need that. We've got so many things.
They already lost their mind when Renee Zellweger got the role of Bridget Jones.
Right.
Times 50. Oh, yeah. I remember that controversy.
Americans, why aren't we so outraged? So many British people play Americans.
We just think it's cool.
Yeah.
We're like, he's British?
We have bigger things to work by, I think.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely.
100% agree.
Oh, my. I'm making a joke. No, I'm making a joke that we are in a lot of trouble here. Fine. Go ahead and play our people.
I would also like to say that I am absolutely staunchly against having a woman play James Bond.
Me too.
You know, and
just
maybe the feminists out there are like, how dare you say that? as a woman. But I just think that there are some roles that should be men and some that should be women.
And that's taking nothing away from equality. No. It's just saying that I'm with you, Dawn. I really am with you. Someone now, Lex, Dawn, I don't know who watches the show. Outlander star Sam, is it Haugen?
Yeah.
Hagen? Sam Hagen? Haugen? I don't know.
Yeah.
He's very attractive. I know Lori and Julia love him. He could be a good Bond.
I've never made the jump to reading or watching the show. I've read 4 of the books. Of those Outlander books.
I haven't. People I haven't read any of them. So
you also like Marley loved that show.
Yeah,
she did.
Yeah.
Bigelow did like Outlanders. Mm-hmm. Or Outlanders.
I'm having a hard time placing this guy. Oh, I see.
Yeah. He's that's a man.
Yeah. Okay.
But he's a man.
I like the other three choices better, but I also, these are static pictures. I'm not seeing him move. It's all about movement and motion. You know what I mean? Yeah.
They need to do a runway walk, and then she'll throw in Paul Hollywood just for good measure.
Exactly.
Yes. And
that's right.
Trust have him wear a tuxedo and walk down a runway. Ooh. Let's see who's the best.
Sam is one of those, the Outlander man. He, when I think of a man, he's someone that I think of. That's a man. Like, that's not a boy. That's not a, like, that's not a, you, that's not like a
toddler.
No, I know. Like,
just kidding.
Like, teen heartthrob. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Like, that's Lautner, Taylor.
Yeah. Yeah. Or Zac Efron. Like, and now Zac is very manny, but this is,
what about,
this guy's a manny and a petty. What?
Ooh, what about, not a pedo. What about Robert Pattinson?
No,
not him as James Bond. Maybe when he gets older.
Dare you?
When he gets older?
No.
Especially now with Batman.
No. Storm's coming. No.
I think he's a fine actor.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
I agree. Okay. I don't know about Bond, though.
Yeah. No, I don't think so either. I know. Maybe I'm wrong. I got to see him in Batman. Maybe Batman will change my whole opinion of Pattinson. I am just so scarred from Twilight, you know?
That
just,
you got to see The Lighthouse.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
With Willem Dafoe. You did, Alexis?
I watched half of it, and then I thought, I'm going to go back to this, and I haven't yet. I didn't even get to the mermaid sex. I didn't even get to that part yet, but it is beautifully shot, and it's slow moving, and it's a surprising role for him. I would agree with you for all of that, Dawn.
Right.
Can we end this hour with let's go back to the beginning of the segment. Yeah. We just heard from a resident of Hudson, Wisconsin, that they do not want Alexis. They do not want Alexis burying her creepy doll in their town. Okay. Jennifer.
Send me your coordinates, Jennifer.
Yeah, where do you want us to bury it, Jennifer? Is there a town you don't like in Wisconsin? Because it needs to get out of this state.
Yeah. Wisconsin. Yeah,
Milwaukee, where Wisconsin, on the other side.
Should we bury Alexis's satanic doll? Go ahead. What town do you not like in Wisconsin? Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, a little Would You Rather, plus NeNe Strikes Back. And a vampire or teen wolf joins a naughty website. Alexis has that story when the 7 o'clock hour begins right after these messages.